Hello, everybody. I'm on you from Free Domain. People wanted me to do more. I am your willing philosophy slave. So here is some more X or Twitter stuff. Mr. McGee posted a couple of days ago, performing a UPB seance to summon Stefan Molyneux back to X from the Netherrealm locals. That was a picture of me, some crime stats, Joe Rogan, peaceful parenting, and an empty egg carton. That is really the quad of troublesomeness. And it's funny, of course, I guess it's 12 years ago now, the Joe Rogan experience. It's so funny. Occasionally, I'll see these clips of Joe Rogan, who's complaining about all of the stuff that I was exposing like decades ago. He's complaining about it after ripping into me in a completely unjust fashion, after luring me back with promises of a friendly show. All of that sort of stuff. So it's just kind of funny. All right. Joel Berry, the curse of the prophet is that they are right sooner than everyone else. They're scorned for it, and they never get the credit once everyone else comes around and realizes they were right. No, Joel, it's not that you're scorned for it. That's not the problem. The problem is not the scorn. The problem is the bomb threats, the death threats, the attacks, and the deplatforming, the attacks on income, reputational damage, which, you know, people have to live with. So it's not scorn. Prophets, we can live, so to speak, with scorn. What we can't live with, or at least which is a tougher thing to live with, is not living. See, that's a little bit of a difference. So, and he says, Jessica writes, you're allowed to be a day ahead of the masses, but never 5 years ahead. Then they stone you for ingenuity. Credit is imaginary. Yeah, so Jessica gets it. Joel doesn't, with all due respect. I appreciate it being brought up. But it's not scorn. Scorn is like not an issue. That's the deal, right? So it's like if some woman breaks up with a guy and then he stalks her and attacks her, you know, slashes her tires and sets fire to her house and so on, saying that the problem is the breakup. No, the problem is not the breakup. The problem is the stalking. All right. This is a funny little thing here that sort of popped up on my feed, Lord knows why. This, shockingly, had a big impact on me. This little slice. And the most important line is not in this little snippet, but it's really an important snippet that when I watched it, I got the goosebumps, and it, in part, helped change the course of my life.
Really changing the configuration of the apartment. You're not going to believe it when you see it. Whole new lifestyle.
What are you doing?
Levels. That's what he's doing.
Levels. Yeah, I'm getting rid of all my furniture.
All my furniture.
Build these different levels, you know, with steps. And it'll all be carpeted. A lot of pillow. You know, like ancient Egypt.
Like ancient Egypt, right? So he's got all these big plans.
You drew up plans for this?
No, it's all in my head.
I don't see how you can get comfortable like that, Bob.
You're comfortable.
When do you intend to do this?
Right, so the skeptical question, right? Somebody, I grew up with guys who had a lot of plans. I happened to be, I think Jordan Peterson talks about this. I think Malcolm Gladwell talks about this. I happened to have a group of friends in my teens who were very smart, very creative, and they had a lot of plans. A lot of plans. And I listened to them windbag about their plans quite a bit. So Jerry and Kramer, right?
Oh, should be done by the end of the month.
You do this yourself?
It's a simple job. Well, you don't think I can, huh?
Oh, no, it's not that I don't think you can. I know that you can't, and I'm positive that you won't.
Right, so he knows that he can't, and I'm positive that you won't. The bit that's missing, which also struck me like an arrow to the chest, was he says something like, Kramer says something like, give me a month. And he says, I'll give you a year. You're still not going to do it. That certainty of knowing when somebody is all talk and no action. Of course, Kramer's life as a whole, like his whole life is a fantasy camp, according to one of the lines from the shows, falls ass backwards into money, has sex without dating and all that, right? So Kramer is a intergalactic doofus, right? He's scattered and vain and, you know, this sort of 50s style dress and the ridiculous hair and all of that. He is inconsequential, frivolous, semi-mentally ill doofus, right? So knowing, like, there's just no character is destiny. This is character is destiny. I'll give you a year. You won't do it. You don't think I can do it? No. And so the typical answer would be, no, of course you can do it, right? And he says, I think you can't, I know that you won't. It's not going to happen, right? So it's just a refusal to be drawn into other people's self-delusions. Really, actually, was quite important for me. All right. This one from Honey Badger Radio, I think, is really interesting. And it kind of goes, this woman says, she literally says, when a man sees a hot girl, he can't help but become a guy that'll try to conquer her. I also think even the more accurate base rate is enough to justify women's suspicions of men, right? Hot women see the worst version of men. Men are constantly pursuing hot women for sex, which makes it seem as if men care about nothing but sex and will cheat, etc. to get it, blah, blah, blah. So the Honey Badger Radio, this is Karen Strawn, I think, and company, or at least it used to be. Can women please stop having an existential crisis over the fact that men are sexually attracted to them? That would greatly improve everyone's experience on planet Earth. There's a typo there, right? Can women please stop having an existential crisis over the fact that men are sexually attracted to them? It's strange. From a man's perspective, it's strange. And, you know, of course, it's pretty easy for women to deal with this. But the purpose of sexual attraction is for women to get a mate and to settle down, right? Get a mate and settle down and have kids. And right, then you don't have to worry about that stuff because you've got a ring on your finger, you've got a bunch of kids around. And, you know, the occasional man might still make a pass at you, but it's going to be extraordinarily rare, right? So it's pretty, but if you want to keep milking your physical attractiveness for time, attention, money, and dates, well, don't be shocked, right? World of engineering, I thought this was interesting. To generate the same amount of electricity, a coal power plant gives off at least 10 times more radiation than a nuclear power plant due to the elements in the ash. Very interesting. This one, LA fire chief begging homeless people to stop lighting fires during wildfire disaster gets hit with online backlash. Yes. Putting crazy people in society is kind of an act of war. Right? I did all of this... The destruction of America's mental health care systems is a big presentation I did many years ago. And it is, yeah, people who are drug addicts, people who are schizophrenics, people who are psychotics, people who, I mean, to turn them loose in society is kind of like an act of war. It gets people killed. And there seems to be some fairly considerable evidence that the giant disaster of the California fires may well be the result of arson. And don't worry, though. We need the government in order to protect us. So I read some of this. This woman cures what therapists can't. Dr. Pack Ogden, it's possible to remain tied to your traumas if you apply his simple protocol. This, I think, is supposed to be this. So I started reading through this, right? Trauma is not healed just by talking. The body holds the wounds of the past. The wounds are not always enough to free it. Has your body ever reacted before your mind? A song, a place, a scent, and suddenly your heart races, your chest tightens, your stomach churns. It's no coincidence. It's your body talking to you. Yes. So if you are around the same stimulus as the original trauma, it's kind of impossible to heal, right? Which is why I tell people to be honest with their parents or others who have harmed them so that they can break that cycle. And you can't have, right? This is something... one of my business mentors told me many years ago. He said, it's pretty simple. If you have difficult people in your life becomes difficult. If you have easy people in your life becomes easy. That the quality of your life is dependent upon those you allow in, right? I mean, the quality of the band is defined by those you allow to play in the band, right? So if she was going to say, you know, confront the difficult people, either get them to be less difficult or get them out of your life, but nope, it's all about meditation and stuff like that. So, stats, domestic violence orgs do not want to be common knowledge from femme condition. 1 in 3 men are abused, 57% of them by women. And it's probably higher. I mean, again, if you don't count children, right? The significant, not overwhelming, but significant majority of child abusers are female. In the early, this is Jeremy Kaufman, in the early 20th century, the average young man, a young American man, worked 60 hours a week, spent 25% of his budget just on food, lived in a about 1,000 square foot house, had a job fatality rate 20 times greater than today, had a life expectancy of 63. Now, life expectancy, of course, is one of these funky things where if you take out infant mortality, life expectancy is still pretty, it's always been pretty long. But it's important to be grateful for the things that has occurred. This one's a bit longer, I'll do that another time. A leftist theater in Paris invited a bunch of refugees to attend a free event on refugee tolerance, and then they refused to leave. Migrants have now been squatting in the building for 5 weeks, and the theater is facing bankruptcy. So, a lack of understanding of danger characterizes the left. The power of the haircut, I think I got this mostly for my daughter, but it is pretty wild to see how much a person can be transformed by a good haircut. It really is something. So, yeah, I just wanted to do a little bit of a short show on this. I've got some more stuff bookmarked down below, but I will get back to you soon, and I hope that you enjoy these freedomain.com/donate. Take care. Bye.